This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush travels to Wisconsin and Minnesota today, making campaign stops along the way to a week's break at his ranch in Crawford, Texas. Yesterday, he made his 32nd visit to the battleground state of Pennsylvania. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports he was visiting a Boeing company plant in Ridley Park.
President Bush says he likes his Philly cheesesteaks whiz and whiff. That's topped with cheese whiz and onions. Politicians often salute such symbols to show they're in tune with the local culture. Another way to do that in Pennsylvania is to tour the Boeing plant. Stripped-out Chinook helicopters sit on the assembly floor in a line a city block long. At each stage on the line, workers outfit the machines with brand-new gear, cockpit controls, pressure regulators. President Bush, in safety glasses, climbs inside a Chinook 47 chopper. Press photographers jockey for space as Boeing workers explain the guts of the craft, and Mr. Bush signs the inner shell. Outside in the parking lot, two vintage Chinook 47s flank the stage where President Bush speaks. There is no mistaking the message. He is a war president.
We're fighting an enemy that is so cold-blooded it's hard for many Americans to fathom. These people will cut off your head like that, trying to shake our will and shake our conscience. That's why I remind our fellow citizens we must be resolute and we must be steadfast in the face of these cold-blooded killers.
Mr. Bush spoke at length of U.S. military operations, counting among his trophies the fall of the Taliban, the killing and capture of Al-Qaeda members, and preparations for elections in both Afghanistan and Iraq. He also repeated campaign messages on the economy, education, and health care. Then it was wheels up for Air Force One and a short jump from Pennsylvania to West Virginia, a state he narrowly won in 2000. In the tiny town of Hedgesville, he excited supporters in the local high school stadium. He told them with four more years, he can make America's schools centers of excellence.
We've raised the bar. We believe in accountability. We believe in local control of schools. And when we find schools that will not teach and will not change, we're bold enough to challenge the status quo.
The president said his programs are closing the achievement gap and making high school diplomas mean something again. The West Virginia rally was also notable for the presence of a heckler. That's uncommon for the Bush campaign, which carefully controls attendance at all events. This man yelled out questions about Iraq and the economy before being escorted from the crowd by Bush campaign staff. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, with the Bush campaign.